Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For those that are just getting in their car now and missed it, we had a shocking upset in our inaugural hot dog eating contest. T-Bird, a guy who very few of our listeners know because his job is to show up when we do remote broadcasts. So when we're not in studio, we're at the casino, or when we did our 26-hour broadcast, he was on site. That's his job.
He's an engineer.
He very rarely gets on the air, just lurking.
Well,
just
you just
in
kind
the
of
shadows.
You just kind of inserted him into this contest to make sure we had a correct number of people.
That's a great point. He was a filler.
He's kind of like an alternate winning the U.S. Open in golf. Somebody who doesn't even qualify technically, but then he fills
great
in as
call.
An alternate.
Yeah, he just was there to fill a spot. I didn't actually think he had a chance to win the damn thing.
But with a minute left, it was obvious he was going to. And me, Paul Alexander, and others in that room saw it. He finished. He had one bite left, and we're all like going, come on, keep going, T-Bird. He had eyes on Callis. He knew Callis was technically tied with him. And he knew Callis wasn't finishing that sixth hot dog.
To use another golf analogy, not every guy does this. I don't know what your take on it is, but some will just not look at the leaderboard and they'll just concentrate on their own game.
He looked.
He knew what he had. He knew the score he had to beat, and that affected his strategy. Rightfully. Remember Jan Vandeveld when he played 18 at the British Open,
needed
famously
a double bogey to win.
Didn't look at the leaderboard and just tried to play it straight. He might have played it more. He would have played it more conservatively had he known where he was relative to everybody
three
else.
Three shots clear, yeah.
And that's what T-Bird did. He looked around and knew, okay, this is what I have to do, need to do to win. Callis now on Twitter moments ago, as I lay down for this indefinite nap, I am happy I didn't throw up, and that my heart is still beating. What a day. So that is his silver lining. That is the consolation prize. He thought he might blow chunks all over the nice Bowser Theater where we hosted this event.
Or cease to exist.
Or have a heart attack and die.
You know who I think was a very unthreatening second place? And I hate to say this because he is our guy. I feel attached to the hip to him. Donnie Football never threatened. He got five down. He was never a threat to win. At no point did I feel
like
Donnie
always,
had a shot.
And we were the closest to him where we were broadcasting from.
Yep.
I kept looking over. He's wearing that Hulkamania shirt. When is he going to Hulk up? When is that big surge going to happen? Did you not think? What are you laughing at? More commentary?
No, I'm laughing at, I believe it's, I don't want to get the name wrong here. Is it Sky, I think? We have a, Sky. She is one of our like promo/sales assistants. The graphics she did for the hot dog eating contest that just has both of our faces on hot dogs that was whipped up makes me laugh every time I look at it. Anyway.
The picture of T-Bird holding six in one hand, the paper six with six finished hot dogs.
And a trophy.
And the golden jug is reminiscent of Wilt Chamberlain after his 100 points.
Yeah, we need Caleb, our guy. Caleb, you know the Wilt Chamberlain picture. If you can Photoshop six and a trophy into that basketball and that Wilt picture, I think it would be perfect. I think that would be good. Yes.
Is Donnie taking a victory lap here on Twitter? Five Johnny Sin-sized dogs, and I didn't spit up my fifth dog like a certain heavy favorite morning show producer.
Well, he spit up his sixth dog, not his fifth.
Yeah. T-Bird takes the upset.
The fact that if Callis had won, maybe Donnie takes a victory lap. I was a strong second, but T-Bird is the guy who won here. I don't know how I feel. Is Sarah proud of Donnie here? Do we think?
I think so.
Because this is a 180, Donnie, a different Donnie.
Right, he didn't embarrass himself. Let's get Jack Hillgrove back in here. Come in here for a minute, Jack. Jack was the official timekeeper. There was some discussion, at least in intern Dom's world, that he might be up to shenanigans with Donnie trying to inflate his numbers and screw around with things.
Very funny that this is Jack's official, this is his orientation day, even though he's done several things for the station already, and you get thrown right into this cauldron.
Jack prepped this event like he would helping his grandfather call a Steelers game. It's incredible.
I was fired up to be a part of it.
You know what? I'm going to give Jack a ton of credit, too. He's another one of the winners coming out of this. I wondered how much he would treat it like a joke or like a serious thing.
He was all hands on deck,
as they say. He's looking at the phone. He's given us 3 minutes left, 2 minutes left. He's bellowing out 5 minutes left. I thought he was aces as a timekeeper.
Do you agree with the commentary that Donnie put up a respectable number but really was never a threat to win?
I think he was a threat to win. I talked about it with you guys before.
Once it got going, I never felt like he had a shot. Watching him go, I didn't think he had a chance.
I kind of had a feeling he was going to save some stuff for the end, and he did. He kind of shot his way all the way up into second place. I think everybody deserves a hell of a lot of credit.
Oh, my God. Here we go with this.
Because there's hot, except for you,
what
Dom.
What is this, AYSO here? Everyone gets a trophy, and everyone gets an orange slice.
AYSO?
Or whatever, ASO, whatever they call that. American Youth Soccer Organization. That's not a thing.
But there are people online and on social media, giving us giving our guys a lot of slack for the amount of hot dogs that were eaten. They were big
double,
hot dogs.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't know about that.
Double every single person's total because those out were the time amount out. Of meat of two hot dogs.
You're telling me that we're getting murdered by listeners for the performance of the producers here?
Yeah.
Every single producer's total, everything you saw in there, double it for real, for the Nathan-sized hot dogs.
Yes.
The only difference being, they're eating extra buns.
How about bun
buns.
Intake? Do you think we had bigger buns?
No, that's the only reason you could maybe say it was actually reasonably accurate count-wise, because if you're doing Nathan's dogs, you're eating, twice as many buns, 12 hot dogs for mm-hmm. T-Bird, he's eating 12 buns. We all know the buns are where you get caught up in this.
All right, so let's say this is a teacher grading her class. I want you to grade each person's performance in the hot dog eating contest. T-Bird.
A+.
Yep.
A+.
I mean, just a clinic he put
Callous.
On. Callous. I'll go A-.
I got to go lower than that. The expectations were so high. He's the favorite.
I'm going C+.
Really? That low?
Yes.
He basically just threw in the towel with about a minute to go. He just said, he was Roberto Duran. He said, no moss.
When you come on the air and say, I'm large and I'm in charge.
That's a good point.
There was a lot of talk.
He announced his presence with authority and then he lost.
All right, I'll go down to I thought it was still impressive. I mean, he came out hot. He just didn't finish as strong, obviously. I'll go B+.
Callous saying things like, Jason and Slippery Rock, I think Callous will be very overrated in this eating contest. That was from Zeiss. Callous responded to that with, Chris Muller witnessed with his own eyes what I can do. I'm not worried about miscellaneous opinions, except those were small convenience store hot dogs. He got beat. Size did matter for Callous.
Oh, yes, it did.
It's eating. It's eating hot dog. Yes. And I'm large and I'm in charge.
You were in charge until you weren't, pal.
How about...
C+ is an accurate grade.
How about Donnie?
B-.
Yeah, I was going to say B-. It works.
Because he's new Donnie. He's Awaken 180 Donnie. He's, 50 pounds down now? I think at two...
Yeah, Jack, you knew pre-Awaken 180 Donnie in college. You think the college Donnie would have won this thing?
Yeah.
If he's doing wings, does he win this thing?
Well, wasn't double stack Donnie pre-Awaken Donnie?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think that gets it done, too.
I'm giving him a B-, though.
Yeah, I think B- is right on.
It was respectable. He shouldn't hang his head in shame, but
B- is above average.
I did think that he was going to have a closing...
A kick.
Finish there, yeah.
And down, and here comes Chedrick!
Right, Jack? He's at 4, but here he comes. He's been saving something.
I thought with 2 minutes left, he'd be at 4, and then at 30 seconds left, he'd be at 6, and he and T-Bird would be dueling in the sun.
Well, it's
Since T-Bird's attention was focused down table the other direction, here comes Donnie sneaking up on
him. It's also no coincidence that the guys that finished 1 and 2 were two of the guys that were standing. Sitting was a horrible decision by
Callous. He's going to be kicking himself for that for years to come. How about Seth Lundy's 4 performance? I give it a C.
I go C+.
Given all the prep he told us he did, he got the least out of it in many ways.
And then...
He barely beat Bechtold, and he did 10 hours of film study. Right. He said he was watching Kobayashi videos like they were next week's opponent.
And obviously, reeling, I mean, he rips ass in front of
all of us. I walked out... You guys were in the small kitchen. I walked up to say what's up and say something, and I go, who busted ass? And he goes, that would be me.
He let out an audible belch about halfway through that made Donnie turn his head.
Yeah, I thought he was having a medical emergency after that burp.
You know that look that Donnie gives with his eyes?
Oh, you looked so concerned, Dom. You looked like you were ready to call 911. You were leaning back with the sunglasses on, taking dainty little baby-sized bites of hot dog. Chris isn't kidding. I am convinced that his kids would have done a better job in this contest than you.
Yeah, if I don't tell them that there's a timer, Ace and Lennox both just dust you in this thing.
You're getting an F from me.
I'm actually giving Dom an A. Because he entertained me the most. He just sat there calmly eating one hot dog the entire
time.
Man,
you want to talk about it.
He was the eye of the hurricane.
Okay, great Austin.
D. A minus.
Really?
I'm giving him an A.
Yeah, because Bechtel beat the expectations, and they were quarter-pound dogs.
He just kind of went about his business, though. I didn't love how interested he looked the whole time. I thought he was
he started off and I thought he was doing the whole, like, I'm just enjoying a free lunch.
Yeah, I didn't love that.
He started to push towards the end. I think he ate one hot dog in the first five and then ate two in the last five.
It may be the least.
The expectations were non-existent and he exceeded
them.
Then
he beat two people and one of them was Sean Randy Myers, who, I mean, was invisible. You want to talk about not making a dent in this competition whatsoever.
He was wearing a Ken Griffey Jr. jersey.
Yeah, you wear Ken Griffey Jr., you're like, hey, I'm wearing a GOAT jersey here. I'm playing for keeps.
Name me a crappy Seattle Mariner. He was like more like Mike Zunino.
It was like Jose Vitro out there.
Richie Sexton. Vitro was pretty nice when he was with the Expos.
It was like Dan Wilson out there.
I'm going to say something about Buhner, but then I'm going to want to do the bit from Seinfeld.
Why, because he has one ball?
No, the old, like, Frank Costanza, he finds out, he thinks George is dead, and then he's got Steinbrenner on the line. He goes, why'd you trade Jay Buhner?
4:15. Time brought to you by Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. I can tell you another guy getting rave reviews in all this. Josh Rountree for his play-by-play work on the hot dog eating contest. Jermichael Finley from next door over at KDK AM. Overnight producer who is one of these play-by-play nerds, just loves the play-by-play art of it and cares about it immensely.
He cares more about the way the play-by-play man or woman does the game than the game itself.
Saying Rountree did a great job, it reminded him of Joe Tessitore calling the final round of a heavyweight boxing match. That is high praise for Josh. It really did show his versatility. Josh is going to maybe apply for the Penguins job. If they don't simulcast it, which would be a disgrace.
Correct.
But they actually open it up to
qualified candidates.
He should include and say, hey, I know that you're going to laugh at this, but I've got hockey, I've got football, I've got basketball, I've got baseball, and I've also done competitive eating. I can do it all.
I don't mean to hot dog, but...
Seriously.
No, he came in there and he lent an air of professionalism to what could have been perhaps a sideshow event, but he gave it a veneer of authenticity.
All access with Aditi. Aditi grew up in New Jersey. Did you ever think of driving up to Coney Island to go to the hot dog eating contest back in the day, Aditi?
No. Where did you get this outfit? Like, where does one acquire a hot dog shirt and hat?
You like that?
Are you having a hard time taking him seriously with that hat on?
Florio gave me straightforward answers with the stuff on, so I would expect the same from you.
But that's who Florio is, and I'm just curious as a reporter, because I am insatiably curious. Where do you get a shirt that looks like this? And for those who are listening and can't see, it is blue with a whole variety of hot dogs all over it.
Yeah.
And it has a collar and buttons.
It looks like a gimmick, one of those gimmick golf shirts that you would wear around a golf. Aditi,
hot dog with mustard on it.
Aditi, correct me if I'm wrong. If he wore that at Fox Chapel Golf Club, they'd toss him out. The shirt, I mean, right? They'd be like, sorry, sir.
I don't really know. I can't actually tell you. Although last night when my husband took my 8-year-old for some rounds of golf, he told my son that he had to tuck in his shirt, that those were the rules.
Mm. Pony, is your shirt tucked in?
I don't tuck in my shirt when I go. I don't know. Not always.
Aditi, if you were...
Focus on me. This.
Oh, Amazon. My wife did all of it. Amanda went online. I said, I need a hot dog shirt. I need a hot dog hat. And she took care of the rest. Yeah.
Amazon solves all sorts of problems, doesn't it?
And something happened where she was nervous. It's not going to be there in time for it. I've got to cancel this order and schedule another one. And they'll overnight it thanks to Prime. Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
That's a great helping hand.
Hey, Aditi, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Now, I know you're a vegetarian, so you wouldn't eat hot dogs, but if Aditi was very hungry and there was one food she could eat the most of, what would it be? You're just starving, and it's something
you're in an eating contest, and you get to name the food.
Correct.
I mean, it would probably be something like grapes or cherries or cucumbers.
I said blueberries, so I'm with you. I mean, I gave the same kind
of answer. How many pounds of blueberries do you think you could eat?
With a high water content. So cucumbers, watermelon, something like that.
That's thinking, Aditi.
It would fill you up enormously.
That's thinking on your part. That's a very good thought. Pony's blueberry one, I think, is almost a joke, though, because you can
eat. No, it's serious. I'm serious
about it. You actually have to chew grapes, at least. You can basically swallow blueberries.
But are they the big blueberries or the little ones? Yes, and you do need to chew them.
No, they're the smaller ones now because I've really.
Oh, here we go.
The GMO thing is freaking me out. These GMOs scare me.
You were scared of nitrates, and you just ate two hot dogs after the competition.
I wanted to get into the spirit of the thing. I made an exception. No, but you look at. We got strawberries from a local farm, what they looked like, and then we got strawberries from the supermarket, and I thought to myself, these strawberries from the supermarket, they're not supposed to look that big. They're putting something in there.
Yes, except that sometimes they're grown in absolutely ideal conditions, like in a greenhouse, and that is just different when you can control the soil, the temperature, the watering, everything, as opposed to out in a field. So it's not necessarily always additives.
So will you spend the extra dollar or two to get all your produce organic? Do you do that?
No. I fed my kids dirt when they were babies. It builds an immune system.
Wait, you did?
I mean, inadvertently.
Oh.
It's not like I took a spoonful of dirt.
Do you have a backyard? Here's some dirt, kids.
I thought she meant it.
If something falls on the floor, what am I
going to do? Yeah, agreed.
You have to build an immune system.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's A+ parenting 101. Do you have a backyard garden or anything? Because I'll agree with Pony on this much, and I bet you will too. We got the little orange, cherry-sized tomatoes, the sugary, they're the sweet ones, and then regular grape tomatoes. I chopped up a bunch of that stuff and put them in a salad that had store-bought ingredients otherwise. You can literally taste in a forkful of salad which stuff grew in your backyard versus which stuff you bought at the store. It's that much better.
But also a lot of it has to do with the freshness, right?
Well, that's what I mean. I had just picked them from my backyard.
I literally just picked mint from my backyard and put it in a glass of water, and it's completely different than going and buying that package mint at the grocery store.
By the way, Stella took her first fall, legit fall where there was blood. On Sunday, we were at a neighbor's house, and we were on their patio, and she was at a table and a chair, and we just she went to reach for something. She thought the table was, she missed the table.
Oh, no.
And then went down. And so you have that momentary freak out, and she ended up being fine. She cried for five.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
5 seconds, there's a little bit of blood, and then
which
she was right back to normal.
Freaked out more, you or Amanda? I already know the answer because you're hesitating.
I think I did, but I kept it to my, I internalized it. I'm pacing,
okay, so you,
but I'm not screaming or saying we need to go to the hospital.
So when Nico was, I don't know, maybe 6-ish months old, he was on the bed. Maybe it was less than that. He wasn't mobile. So he was 4 or 5 months old. He wasn't moving yet. He wasn't rolling. I don't even really remember how old he was. But anyway, he was small. He wasn't rolling. We plopped him on the bed And he somehow decided to take that moment to start rolling, and he rolled himself off the bed. Whoa. So he falls, and it's like for a minute because he's so scared, and then he was fine. But I and my husband were both totally freaked out. Oh my goodness, his kid fell off the bed. We called the pediatrician. They are not alarmed unless it's a fall of significantly greater
like 3 feet
than from a bed to the floor.
Okay, so that is
onto
a pretty
a rug,
significant
it was
fall.
On the carpet,
yeah.
It was the whole, I feel like, am I going to get in trouble? Is DIFAS going to call me? Is there DIFAS in Pennsylvania?
Like Children Youth Services?
He's almost nine. He's great. He's awesome. There's nothing wrong with him.
Stella got stuck between the couch and the nightstand once and like almost rolled over and was like kind of like wedged there. And I'm like, oh my God, if that wasn't there, she would have fallen off.
I never told you this story, Pony. My younger sister, Aditi is 9 years younger than I am. And we had like at my mom and dad's house, we had just like a cement block floor of their basement, even though it was like semi-finished. And my mom, I guess when my sister was 4 or 5 years old at most, told her to like throw down this little squishy football so I could put it away where we put all our sports stuff. Little kid propels herself with the ball down the steps. I am down there. My mom, obviously she's fine. She's married. She's a lawyer. She's the smartest one of all three of us kids. My mom, I think, thought she was dead. Because I'm the first one on the scene. I'm like 13 maybe. I see that she's crying, which even at 13, you know, is a good sign. Called the pediatrician. And you'd think after the kid falls down steps, that's like a real big deal, right? They're just like, don't let her go to sleep for a while and make sure she doesn't throw up.
Because concussions, yeah.
Otherwise, we're good. We don't really want to see you. Huh. Like, is she still, did she cry for a little bit and then did she stop? My mom's like, yeah. She was like, the pediatrician's like, yeah, probably good then. Just don't make sure she doesn't throw up or go to sleep for a couple hours. That's it.
You know, so when I was pregnant with Nico, Jason McCourty, who I've known forever and ever, you know Jason McCourty, of course, he was a cornerback for a long time in the league, the Titans, the Patriots, the Browns for a season. He was one of the stars of Good Morning Football, whatever. So I've known Jason since he was 17, 18 years old. I was pregnant with Nico, and I don't know if Jason had one or two at this point, but he at least had one child. And Jason sends me a text and he says, okay, this is the best advice you'll ever get. You can't break the baby. And it was just like, I might have told Pony this, all the angst and the nervousness and what do you do? And he was just like, you can't break it. It doesn't break. And so I was like, all right, there you go. And that's kind of to your point. The pediatrician never really panics.
One bit of football business for you.
Only one.
Yeah, I always think it's interesting sometimes how the people that really study.
I always think it's interesting sometimes, always and sometimes.
Yeah. It's the hot dog hat, Aditi. Cut him a break here. It's cutting off the blood flow.
I meant to space the last two words out so it didn't negate one another. The way fantasy football people study actual football, because it's gotten so granular for them, it's gotten so in-depth for them, there's so much big money stakes involved. These people that do it for a living really, really break it down. And there's this guy named Scott Barrett who has over 100,000 Twitter followers and has a big following. He's one of these professional fantasy football people. And he said of the Arthur Smith offense that it is, quote, a sloth-paced World War II era level of run-heavy offense. That's bad for pass catchers, but could be great for their running backs in Pittsburgh. You've known Arthur Smith for a long time. What's your reaction to that opinion?
I mean, I think that that's a little bit simplistic. And again, I think this is one of those things that has sort of a fantasy bent and not necessarily a real life win bent. Like if the goal is winning, then you win. And you don't really care if you throw the ball 70% of the time or you run the ball 70% of the time. You want the W. It's not about the numbers. It's about the letters, the W. I would say, has Arthur Smith generally leaned more run? Sure, he has. He also had Derrick Henry for a long time as a play caller. So wouldn't you lean heavy run right there? But I also think there's huge opportunity. I mean, look, this is something I said to Pat Freiermuth myself, and I'll say it again, and I think we've talked about it a lot. I think he's really set to have a monster year. I think Connor Hayward could have a big year. I think this is a play caller who is going to get the ball in the hands of guys who can make plays and is not a slave to any one idea. I don't think that Arthur Smith is going to sit here and say, okay, we need to run the ball 75% of the time. And if we get off of that 75%, I'm going to bring it back to that. Although I'll tell you an interesting story. This is kind of related, but not really. Todd Haley told me once that every Friday he used to say to Mike Tomlin, how many points do we need? And based on that, he would sort of figure out a plan of, okay, where should we sort of be, run or pass? And if you remember those, the best Todd Haley years, they could throw the crap out of the ball, down Juju Smith-Schuster, that whole slew of group. They could also run the ball really well behind Le'Veon Bell. And he used to have Randy Fichtner up in the box, kind of keep him on track, like at the end of the first quarter, okay, where are we, run and pass? Where are we, run and pass in the second quarter? Just to kind of get a sense. Now, as the game unfolded, you never have to stay a slave to whatever it is that you decided. But it was, so it was interesting that the offensive coordinator is kind of going into the game thinking, what are we going to need this week? Or what do we think we're going to need this week? And in that same vein, I think Arthur Smith is a smart enough guy. You know, there are certain teams that you don't want to get into a shootout with. So you're just not going to throw the ball as much. But it doesn't mean that he can't throw the ball or that he won't throw the ball. I think it's a lot more contingent on what Russell Wilson does than what Arthur Smith does on what, how this team throws the ball.
The Wild Things made it official. Adidi back. I can't believe it. They must have been. They must have run out of options for the Adidi Paul Zeiss managerial tandem at the celebrity softball game a week from Saturday. It went so poorly last year. I thought they would at least break you two up, Adidi. I thought maybe.
What are you talking about? I didn't have any actual game role. So 2 years ago, I played second base
for Zeiss, and it was a disaster. You guys got mercy ruled in the game.
Yes, but that's because Cam Hayward totally loaded the team. I mean, one side was all the professional athletes, and although we did,
you know
have
what I hear? I hear excuses. I hear excuse making. I hear all that.
Whatever.
Weren't you, pitcher for Cam's team, Pony?
That's all I'll say.
I was. Yeah,
we had the better time 2 years ago.
Yes, because you stole a bottle of liquor and you guys were enjoying yourselves and prioritizing that over the actual competition. Let's tell the real story.
And last year, if you recall, I didn't get a jersey. I was the official MC. I didn't get to be with a team. And, you know, it's all about this idea of getting to be with a team.
Yeah. Didi, don't let a man wearing a hot dog hat lecture you on competitiveness.
Seriously, Tony, what's your role? What are you doing?
I think I'm coaching a team, but that has not been announced yet. So maybe they just want me to play.
So you would be coaching team offense.
Mm-hmm.
So we are combatants then. It is our wits versus your wits. Is that how that goes?
Yeah, I think the last time we did this, the final score of the game was 17-2.
Did we only have two runs in that game?
You're not disputing the 17. You're merely saying it was a little bit better than it looked.
It was a bloodbath. Kenny Pickett and Mitch Trubisky both hit home runs. It was a bloodbath. That's what I remember.
Adidi, we'll talk next week. Thank you.
Bye, Adidi.
Bye, guys.
That music means it's time for a Donnie football debrief, and it is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread, except Donnie hosted the morning show and then came in second in the fan hot dog eating contest. So we have intern Dom on hand instead.
The debrief, July 3, 2024. So I got three things here for you guys that could be of interest or not, but I think they're interesting. So Pony, A, B, or C, what do you want to do first?
B.
All right. The Athletic put out a story with the title, Is It College Football Playoff or Bust for Penn State and James Franklin in 2024? Now, I'll tell you what their verdict is after I hear your verdict.
If it's anything other than no, then it's just complete BS from State College and they're trying to set a low bar before the season. What's that?
Isn't the question, is it college football playoff or bust for them?
Correct.
Isn't
sorry.
Be yes.
Yes, again, the hot dog hat going to my brain.
I wasn't
going to
call him out, but I...
Anything other than yes.
I try to make my co-host look good when I know he misspeaks.
Anything other than yes is complete BS.
I agree with that. They expanded this thing. Penn State was always in that, next 2 to 5 teams that was right on the precipice of getting in but didn't. Now the playoff is 12. They are... I say a lot that they have an over-inflated opinion of where their program really is. But that's because most Penn State fans think it should be like a top 4 or 5. It's definitely a top 12. They should absolutely make it every time.
It's not a new starting quarterback. Aller is back, even though I thought he very much underachieved last year and didn't look the part. But the physical raw tools and talents are there. He kind of looks like Trevor Lawrence with his arm strength and the way he moves around, even though he didn't show it on a game-to-game basis. You don't play Ohio State and Michigan in the regular season. You play those Pac-12 teams that came over shore. USC doesn't have the greatest quarterback of all time, according to Dom, Caleb Williams anymore.
Correct.
Michigan lost Jim Harbaugh. Ohio State loaded up. Ohio State probably spent more in free agency than the Steelers did.
They're under the most pressure of any team in college football.
I agree. So I would say Ohio State is an obstacle. Washington's coaching staff left for Alabama, and all their best offensive players are now in the NFL, their wide receivers and quarterback. Be the second best team in the Big Ten, and that will guarantee you a spot in the college football playoff. So please tell me they agreed with us.
So the Athletic said that not only does Penn State need to make the playoff, but they need to win a playoff game for the season to be a success. They also said Drew Aller will be one of the two best quarterbacks in the Big Ten. Now, Malzy, let me ask you, if it was still a four-team playoff, would you still say that it's playoff or bust?
No,
or
the because fact I just don't. I don't think that they're there as a program. I think that they're outside that window. You know, it's a game that I think is going to be a potential stumbling block for them because it happens right before Ohio State and it's on the road. Wisconsin, Camp Randall, late October. You never know. You could get a freak snowstorm out there. They're going to be singing House of Pain. That I think is a game I would have circled if I were a Penn State fan, and I would be very. I would be ill at ease about that game.
I want to go to a Penn State game.
You've never been?
Mm-mm.
I'll say this. For all I rag on, like, the, you know, I never cheered for the program, they do create a true electric factory environment there. The whiteouts under the lights are pretty wild.
Yeah.
They are pretty wild.
I had so much fun the night before the Penn State-Ohio State whiteout game 10 years ago that I
did not make it in.
Urinated in a bed. The night before.
Yeah. And wasn't that
and
right?
I had to try to cover it up.
That was very early in the Amanda relationship, was it?
It was, and it was at a bigwig's house. And then I also, the night before, got into a massive argument with him, and he stormed off and went to bed.
The bigwig?
Yes.
Was it a Penn State bigwig, obviously?
No, it was someone in the vet community.
The veterinary community?
Not vet as in, like, war vet. No.
Veterinary.
Yes. Yes.
Like animals.
Yep. In her line of
work. How do you get into a bigwig argument with a vet? Veterinarian. What did you say?
I don't even really want to rehash it right now because it's just going to upset listeners. So I don't even want to go there.
I can't wait till you tell me this off the air and I get
all right,
really
I'll do it. I don't care. It was about a lot of the Paterno stuff.
Oh, okay. Move on. I thought it was about animals. Move on.
And the guy got so mad he just left. And then I was downstairs in this massive house with her and another one of her friends. And the guy looked at me and he said, well, that didn't go that well. I would agree.
Did you think Amanda was going to dump you after that?
No. No, we used the guy's hot tub and continued to
have drinks. Is it because you felt like she was on your side and felt like you were firmly
in the
right?
I do actually think that contributed. That helped.
Man, that
is not the best time to make that point or argument.
That's on brand for you to get into a huge argument like that. But anyway.
So we'll save the best one for last.
All right.
So why don't you do the best one next?
Yeah, because we might not have time for the last one.
Good call. There's a new podcast out July 15th. Have you guys heard what this new podcast is?
Is it The Hawk to a Girl?
It's not The Hawk to a Girl. July 15th.
Is it your boy Ryan Seacrest?
No, it's not Ryan Seacrest. There's a football spin to this. The podcast is called Politickin'. Okay? Three hosts. Marshawn Lynch. Doug Henriksen, who is the agent that had a problem with Zeiss because he's also Najee's agent.
Okay.
Third host. Gavin Newsom. And they are hosting a podcast.
Do you know who
podcast.
Gavin Newsom is, Pony?
Yeah, he's the governor of California, and he's the guy that might replace Biden if he gets forced out of the race. Does that sound right?
The first part's right. I don't think he would be the guy this time.
Oh, really?
I just think it'd be Kamala Harris.
You think Harris? Okay.
But is that not the oddest combination of three people you have
ever heard?
What's
Beast Mode doing? Like, well, no, isn't it that the guy's Beast Mode's agent, the random guy no one's ever heard of,
correct,
and that he and Newsom are buddies? This just feels like getting Marshawn involved for clout.
Feels like everyone feels the pressure to do a podcast now.
Yeah, they need to get into the real radio business like we do so they can do very dignified things like have hot dog eating contests.
Well, our company, Odyssey, has a new podcast about the Golden Girls.
I'd actually listen to that before I listen to this one.
Agree.
I probably would too.
Which one of the Golden Girls like to get after it?
All of them.
Well, yeah, but like, which one was really known for
being
very promiscuous on the show? They would always intimate that she was having lots of
Blanche.
Blanche, yeah.
Was it Blanche?
Yeah. Rue McClanahan.
Okay, Rue McClanahan. Thank you, Rue McClanahan. How about that oldest, the one who was like the mom on the Golden Girls, man?
She was the best.
I liked her.
She wasn't taking crap from nobody.
She's got to have been dead for 35, 40 years, right?
I don't think so.
Really?
I think she had more staying power than you.
How about Betty White on. From that show? She basically got
99 years
she
old.
Got way out ahead of her skis and assumed she'd see 100.
Mm-hmm.
Au contraire.
I read an article that said she was very difficult to work with on that show.
Betty White?
Yeah.
A diva?
Huh.
Yeah.
I like Dom. Look at how diverse this guy
this
is.
Just
in his downtime, he's reading about like the Golden Girls behind the scenes.
It's much more on brand for him, I think, than him being really up to date on sports. He's got two sports opinions. One is that Mike Tomlin is the greatest coach in any sport ever, and two is that Caleb Williams will be the greatest athlete of all time.
Do you think you would have done better in the sports trivia game that Donnie played with Harry Callis this morning?
Yes.
Do you know the questions?
I listened to it live.
Crap. Okay, forget it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.